Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages. My name is Dan Selke, and I am the editor of winterscoming.net, and I am here with special guest host Camille Cervello of, of everything, of the Fansided Network, queen of the Fansided Network. Camilla, thank you for subbing in for Daniel Roman today, who is out with medical issues.
That is, it is my pleasure. I really hope Daniel's okay.
He's fine. He's going to the doctor. And good to see everybody in the chat. Hello, Urtek. Hello, Fantasy Fan. Julie, Martha, you guys came in a good day. I know I said that every single week. And every single week it's true, because Camilla, there have been quite a few momentous developments over the past couple of days in the worlds of sci-fi, fantasy, movies, books, TV, not so much books, which is fortunate because those are the kind of things that we cover around here on Take the Black, where we talk every Wednesday at 2 p.m. CST about those things. Camilla, should we get right into it, or should we have some fun preambulatory banter?
Ooh, what are you thinking about preambulatory banter?
What's your favorite kind of pasta? Angel hair, capellini, or spaghetti? Me too.
Angel hair. 100%.
Okay. And what's your favorite kind? Now that that's over, let's get into the meat of it. Because basically, a lot of studios are out there doing their upfront presentations, which means kind of laying out what they have in mind for the next year in front of an audience of reporters and executive types and Wall Street people. We get any responses to that? No. Hi, Natalie. What's your favorite kind of pasta? And that involved the Warner Bros. Discovery conference. I see a dog here. Where yes. They debuted, what else? A trailer for the next second season of House of the Dragon, the final trailer, which is coming up on June 16th. Not the only trailer worth talking about, but obviously one we're interested in. So why don't we roll that trailer and let's just talk through it bit by bit, trying not to pause so much that we take 3 hours, but pausing enough so that we, you know, enjoy ourselves. Roll it.
Good.
Original. I don't know what that room is, by the way. I really don't. That must be Aemond, right? With the Iron Throne. I love the Iron Throne. Okay, pause on that. On the woman in green walking through a field. So, House of the Dragon. The second season is here. The greens and the blacks, Team Rhaenyra, Team Aegon, are going to go head-to-head on by land, sea, and air. Tanks, boats, and dragons. We got here Alicent Hightower, played by Olivia Cook, the green side, walking through a field. I think it's such it's an interesting shot because it's very not typical of a Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon show. Everything, especially involving Alicent, and who's kind of like the Cersei-esque of this show, is very urban, very King's Landing. So I guess, where is she that she's frolicking through a field? I don't know, but I like the visual of it. I think it's fun, like the fall rolling in a misty, fake British Westerosi morning. Alicent, I imagine, looking out at the skyline and going like...
Yeah, no, I have a feeling that she's got that purposeful like run of, oh no, my day is going terribly. I need to go vent outside. So that's my take on this. Maybe she's having an emotional moment and girl just had to run across the field. And Cassandra, I mean, trailer, it could be an important thing too, so.
Sure. Cassandra 0913 says, I bet they are dream sequences, which I've heard a couple of times. I don't think they are, because Game of Thrones had a pretty an almost ironclad rule of no dream sequences, no flashbacks, which pretty much never broke. And I like that. I think it's a good tradition, not because I hate dream sequences or anything. They're fine. But I think it's kind of unique to just swear them off, just to live in the moment. And I'm kind of hoping they keep that up. Although, honestly, I don't know why Allison would be running through a field. So maybe it is. I'm not sure. Shall we keep going?
Yes.
Okay. Punch it, please. Crown, dragon, dragon eggs. Fun to see. And of course, Rhaenyra Targaryen, Emma Darcy, our queen, everyone's queen, hands, dragons. Oh, more staring at the horizon. You know what? Pause on that bit too of Rhaenyra, her back looking out at the horizon.
I think
thank you, Richard. You are a champion. I'm noting here, so parallels. So they've done a lot in this show to kind of parallel Rhaenyra and Allison, right? They want to see them as like two poles. They're former friends. They're on opposite sides of a war. Rhaenyra's queen. Allison's son is king. Only one can rule. And then eventually someone's going to die and someone's going to win. I think that's good. I thought it worked in the first season. I hope they don't overdo it, because season two, Adepted from Fire and Blood, is where a lot of other characters kind of step up. It's not just about Allison and Rhaenyra anymore. We got Aegon does a lot more. We got Aemon does a lot more. We have newer characters like the Dragon Seeds. So while I want to see a lot of both of them, I guess I hope they don't fall into this trap where they, because they think of the show as it's these two people's show, they force them in just because they want them to have screen time. I want them to spread the love this season.
I completely agree with you, and I really hope they steer away from that. But I am enjoying the parallels.
Parallels.
Yeah, that's definitely a parallel. Like, they're both, I think there's going to be a lot of thinking, even though like there's gonna be a lot going on, and it might seem like there's not a lot of thinking involved behind certain actions. But I'm pretty sure this is going to be a very like ponderful. That's a new word. It is ponderful. Maybe we're just going to see them thinking about life and regretting decisions and maybe thinking strategies. And they're, you know, that's what we do.
Look, I do genuinely love a good, ponderful, reflective time to yourself. I do think it feels good on TV show. Just hope they don't overdo it. By the way, Julie Davies, longtime commenter, friend of the show, Julie Davies, she likes Linguini. And she says of Allison, go jump off a cliff, which is hilarious.
No! I can't say anything. I still have my Allison in timeout. I have a Funko Pop of Alice, and I have her inside a glass with a very, very polite message on it.
I love it. That's very charming and very unique.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Richard, please punch the trailer. We got Aegon in the throne room. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more of him because he's a character who comes through alone. I can do a lot of your stuff. Rhaenys, swords. I love Rhaenyra with a sword. That's a good image. course, we have Daemon Targaryen in his armor, Matt Smith, breakout character. Everybody loves him. Everybody loves watching him. Everybody loves watching him do terrible things. King's Landing, lovely. Allison and Aemon. And if you want to stop, by the way, feel
Crispy
free.
Cole. Sorry. Crispy Cole.
The bat. Okay. No, we can wait. Okay, pause there. On the dragon, the smaller dragon swooping through the air. Okay, worth noting. Who out here wants to talk about book changes? Anybody want to talk about book changes?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So that dragon, if you're curious, is named Moondancer. And she is written by Baela Targaryen, who is Daemon Targaryen's daughter, who is played by Bethany Antonia. Now, it looks like, so in the book, Fire and Blood, copy not shown, Baela Targaryen basically sits a lot of the war out. She's Daemon's daughter. She needs to be protected. She just kind of chills at Dragonstone most of the time. She gets involved a little later, but generally it's like you're probably a little too young to mix up in war. They look to be stepping up her role. Like, she's someone they definitely have changed, because there's going to be this big battle called the Battle of Rook's Rest. It's going to be probably like, you know, like the Battle of the Bastards type big blowout of the season. And in the book, Baela Targaryen and her dragon Moondancer are not at that battle. But based on this trailer, we definitely see her a swooping and a diving and a swirling and a whirling on her dragon. So they're going to add her in, which I'm not opposed to, as long as they do it right. Some of these things are like, I reserve judgment.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. That is fair.
Richard is okay with Baela Moondancer in the series, of course. Mimi Faye says they remove Nettles, which is a character from the book. A couple people are mad about this. And we don't know for sure whether she's gone completely yet. I love Nettles from the book, too. The signs are starting to kind of be a little worrisome, not going to lie, but we don't know anything for sure yet. So I'm going to reserve judgment until we get confirmation, at which point I will cry bitter tears in my pillow. Okay, Richard, please continue on. Otto Hightower being mad. Do you know where that is? The kind of, forget it.
Huh? No, I don't.
We got it. Matt Smith is good in this trailer. He has a lot of gravity. He has a lot of like a deep, rumbly voice saying, I'm going to kill everybody. And there's like a bit of tension between him and Rhaenyra too, where Rhaenyra's like, do you acknowledge me as your... Oh, right here. Pause on this bit.
Yeah, right there.
Where Rhaenyra is like, do you acknowledge me as your queen? And he's like,
Let me think.
Depends
about
what you mean by do, I guess.
Yeah.
What's your take on these two? Do you like that Daemon is married to his niece and that he may be thinking of taking her power for his own? Do you think it's a good kind of a juicy plot to explore? Or are you a stan and you want them to live happily ever after with their incest family?
This is House of the Dragon. This is Martin's, J.R. Martin's universe. We know happy endings don't happen here. So, I mean, as much as I stand them, because I like them together, they're a power couple, completely putting aside the fact of family, because Targaryens are weird and we have...
Just put it aside.
Just shelf it. But I like their dynamic. They are 100% a power couple, in my opinion. I don't like how they worked to make him look not as if he was like not as much of a good guy as, you know, we want him to be, like with the whole deleted scene with him and his daughter, like interacting with his daughter and everything. Right. Very sweet. I like them together. Do I think I like how they're playing their cards with the couple. I like the direction that we're seeing on here, like conflict and everything. I don't think he wants the throne. I don't think he's going after like her power or anything like that. I just feel like there's still a little bit of resentment because, you know,
sure.
Viserys never said, you're my heir, you know, or anything like that. But
I like that a lot too. I like that there's Daemon in general. I think the reason he was the breakout character was, I guess, A, kind of sexy, Matt Smith. And B, there is a lot to him that Matt Smith is a good enough actor to play. Like,
oh, yeah.
He does love Rhaenyra, and he also is kind of jealous of Rhaenyra, and he does want to do right by his family, and also he's very violent and wants everybody to die. There's a lot of meaty layers, and they're all pretty based in the book. So I'm fully in favor of this. I like it. And some other comments here. Mimi Faye agrees. Daemon jealousy plot will be interesting. And just because I can't let this go, fantasy fan thinks there's no way they would cut Nettles from the whole series too important a character. I want to agree with you, fantasy fan. I want to. And I want the show to prove you right. We're going to see. Camilla?
Well, you know what would actually make me laugh a lot is if they managed to keep her casting quiet and she shows up in season two and we're all like, what?
And somehow
that's my secret hope.
And somehow she's played by Anya Taylor-Joy. Like, they just keep it secret.
Yeah.
And then it's just like Dune. She shows up and then bam, she's Nettles.
Yeah. That's it.
But matter for a lot of reasons. Okay, Richard, keep it going. Do you swear allegiance to me? Well, maybe.
Let me think about
Gotta think about it. Let me think about it. Love that. Aegon and Sunfire. Aegon. We didn't see Sunfire the Dragon in the first season, so I'm glad he's getting some love now. Allison, again, miserable in silhouette. That's her default. That looks good. Dragon shot of Caraxes. Love it. Aemon and Kristen Cole. Ooh, okay, pause on those two. The two white boys of the North. Yeah. So
his
these
hair
are
so good.
Which hair?
Rhaenyra's kid. Oh my god, I forget his name.
Jace. Jaceris.
Jaceris. Yeah. I love his lock. No more wig.
He's giving Jon Snow a bit, isn't he?
He's giving Daddy Strong. That's what he's giving. He definitely looks like
his
dad.
Oh, you're right.
He 100% looks like his dad right there.
Perfect. Good casting. That's what you want out of it. Yeah, this is Rhaenyra's kid, Jace, and Lord Cregan Stark, played by Tom Taylor, who go to the North this time. And they look like they're at the Wall. We talked about it before. It's going to be fun. They don't go to the Wall in the book. They do go to Winterfell. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, they probably just wrote in the Wall because, like, wouldn't it be fun if they went to the Wall? Everybody loves the Wall. And I'm like, you know what? True. Everybody does love the Wall. So might as well go there and have some fun there. Yeah, as long as it's tied to the plot, I'm fine. And he does look good. It'll be fun to see a Stark again with, like, rigid moral code and the little wolf on his chest. And he's got, like, Ned Stark's great giant steel, Lannister steel sword ice on his back. They're the one that chops off Ned Stark's head in 150 years is literally in the shot. Great. Good to see you again. How you doing? That should be fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. That should be a lot of fun. I just hope we don't see any whites at the Wall. That's all I'm asking. No White Walkers, no whites. I know it's not in there, but like, I don't want them to, you know, fan service them in.
There is a solid rumor with bases that they might do it. There's no way they can make him part of the plot. There's just no way.
No,
but
they can't. They can play with it and be like, oh, it's been a threat since this long, by the way. But like, I don't want to see them as big baddies.
Fantasy fan, we will almost definitely see Winterfell this season. I mean, we haven't like seen it in the trailers, but there's been, I would bet my reputation, so very little, that we'll see Winterfell this season. And I'll throw in 5,000K. We'll see it. Don't worry. Go ahead. Roll on. Ooh, Kristen Cole running from the dragons. Rhaenyra looking haggard, kind of giving an heiress. I love Aegon. I'm really looking forward to seeing him crumble. Ooh, naked blonde man. Please pause.
Naked
okay,
blonde.
We got to talk about this. This was maybe the most surprising shot I saw from the trailer. This is definitely Aemon Targaryen, played by Ewan Mitchell, because he's got the scar on his one eye, so he's eye patchless here. You could do a lot with a character like Aemond. He's very intense, very violent, very driven. And it looks like we're going to see a bit of a softer side. I don't know who he's sleeping with, but looks like they're going to kind of dig into his... What's the real Aemond like? Behind closed doors, whispering sweet nothings to his lover, whoever it is. That's something we didn't really get in the book, and that could be a rich vein to mine if you want to dig into a character.
Absolutely.
I think this shot alone is like gonna get fanfic people to just tip-tap typing away furiously like for the next month and a half until the show airs.
I mean, I can't blame them. He is my favorite character. Like, I
Fun.
absolutely adore Aemond. He's really fun. He's complex. He's layered. He's got some issues, like everybody else in the show does. But I like the fact that this is canon. The show's canon because you can't really trust the narrators from Fire and Blood, and that this is supposedly like how it all went down. Apparently, whatever, kind of whatever, the way the cookie crumbled, and the fact that Aemond is like showing human emotions instead of just being this brutal thing that, this violent man that we've read about, like his whole oopsies face when he killed his nephew, for instance, like that was. And then there he looks again, ponderful.
He does
He
look
looks like his
ponderful.
thoughts and thought. Like, I just started this. Like, I just did this. This is
Yeah, it's like
terrible.
having some tender regrets. Julie calls
Yes.
him a slime bag. Can't really argue with that, but I am looking forward to seeing more signs of him. And
Yes.
Richard says that he's sleeping with Alice Rivers. See, I
Yeah.
don't know because Alice is at Harrenhal, and I don't think the timeline's going to work out this season for Aemond to get to Harrenhal. I mean, maybe, but unless it would be, unless it's they do some big changes. So I don't know. Maybe he's with nobody. He's talking to a teddy bear. But we'll find out when the show starts to air. Do you have any thoughts, Camilla? You
But
look like
hey, hold
you're
on. This is like a
ponderful.
woman's arm. Does that look green? It could be his mom comforting him, and we're
Oh,
all
Jesus
thinking
Christ, I don't want to think about
sort
it.
of, yeah. I don't know.
That's what we
I
need
don't
in
know.
this
I'm just
show.
trying to
We
play
need
devil's
more
advocate.
family confusion.
No.
Richard, let's get us out of this hellhole and keep the trailer rolling.
Okay.
Boats, that's Abercrombie Salim as Alan of Hull.
Yep.
Mysaria, first sighting of her for a while. This is blood and cheese stuff here. Little shots of knives. That's the funeral. They're going to be chased through it. And that big battle I talked about. Ooh, Meleys the Red Queen. Just, oh, this dragon fight. They're going to fight in the air. It's going to be really good.
So
That's going to be
excited.
a barn burner, I have no doubt. Good trailer. Good final trailer.
Solid.
Yeah. I feel like I'll watch that show. Why not? They look pretty entertaining.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I got nothing else better to do, right? Well,
True. June's going to be a slow month for
I
us.
obsessed. I can't wait. I honestly cannot wait for season two.
I am very excited. I am also kind of nervous because I'm nervous about changes they're making. I'm nervous about nettles. I'm nervous about I guess that's the big one, isn't it? But again, I'm just going to say that I think the first season was very good, not perfect, but very good. And I'm willing to give them benefit of the doubt that they're going to come through. I know they
Yes.
can do it. And when they do, I'll be there watching and writing and talking here with you. And on our new Sunday show, come the June 16th, we're going to recap the episodes on Sundays and talk about other stuff on Wednesdays. Corinne's super excited for June 16th. Richard noticed Rennies and Meleys, the queen that should have been. Yes, she will be involved and hope nothing horrible happens to her. And that's House of the Dragon. And the thing is, that wasn't even the only big trailer to drop literally yesterday.
No.
I think the House of the Dragon trailer was supposed to drop today, but it
I think.
leaked online. And when I say leaked, it was a delightful thing where an official affiliate, I think it was like a Greece-based European streaming company, just tweeted it early or TikToked it early. So like honest mistake. But after it was out there, Netflix is like, oh, fine, just take it. We know you've seen it already anyway. Or sorry, Max was, and they released it,
Yeah.
which was funny because that kind of stomped on the big fantasy trailer that was supposed to be yesterday, which was after months of saying almost nothing. Amazon released a trailer for The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power,
Yep.
Season 2. Now, when this show first aired, it and House of the Dragon aired at the same time, and everyone was comparing them. And everyone was like, which one's better? Which one's worst? Which one am I enjoying more? And it felt like overall, House of the Dragon kind of came out the winner in the minds of most people. This time, I believe they're going to air The Rings of Power in late August after House of the Dragon is wrapped up, possibly to avoid competition. But they still released the trailers on the same day, which is hilarious because now we're going to compare them again.
Yeah.
Camilla, why don't you say we watch the trailer In addition to the one for House of the Dragon, the trailer for The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, Season 2, Hey, It's a Volcano, makes you think of Mordor.
Yeah,
are you a fan of this show?
I really enjoy Rings of Power. Everything aside, when it comes to source material and what all the Tolkien estate has allowed Amazon Prime to use, you know? Galadriel's, well, I love the actress. Nothing wrong with the actress. She's playing her part, right? I just don't like how Rupert this Galadriel Clark. Is written. But I am very excited. I had goosebumps the entire time I watched this trailer at all times. It's so good.
If you had any moment that particularly gave you goosebumps, let us know. We can talk about it. I liked the show. I thought it was nice. I did think it felt a little slapped together in places. It didn't really flow particularly well. Oh, pause on that that long-haired gentleman.
They went sorry.
Oh, you like it? You enjoy sexy Sauron?
They went from like just hot regular Sauron to like hot elven Sauron in like 2 seconds, and it was great.
He looks good. I mean, it looks a little Party City wig, but he looks good. Okay, so again, I liked the show. I enjoyed it. I thought it was nice. It felt at time that they were being, I don't know, a little hacky TV righty to me. And this is kind of an example of why. Now, again, he looks good. This apparently is Sauron, big dark lord, back when he was younger and hotter and could change shape to take on an appealing form. My thing is, and again, the show's good. But in the first season, this actor, Charlie Vickers, plays Sauron as like a warrior guy named Halbrand.
Right.
And he tries to ingratiate himself with the elves, with Galadriel, and then they find him out, and Galadriel's like, get foe, I know who you are, I won't join you, I will not join the dark side, leave me be. And he does. And now he's back, it's the same actor, but now he has elf ears and a long hair wig, and I guess like, he's gonna fool the elves again. Does no one remember when the guy with the same face with a different haircut was there last season pulling this exact same thing?
I mean, he is Sauron. He could have this like effect on people where he can just be even more disguised or something. But honestly, like, I find it slightly annoying. That was one of the things I didn't like season one, that it was like, oh, hey, by the way, I've been Sauron this whole time. And yeah, elves are supposed to be really hard to trick, but now I managed it. Like, okay.
I was gonna do it twice.
Yeah, it's like, you're not going to do it again. But I don't know. I just think he looks dope and very good looking. And yeah.
I do have to read Bubo Bubo's comment that he looks like a Targaryen on low graphics presets, which is pretty funny.
Video game cuts Targaryen.
All right, roll on. I was starting to worry that they'd never release a trailer for this stuff. August 29th, so late summer. Because we hadn't heard about it in so long. Giant sea monster. Don't know what that's about, but cool.
Love her.
I liked her. She was really fun. I enjoyed her. You got to have orcs. Can't go wrong with
I'm
orcs.
I'm very excited at how dark this season's going to be. Give me the dark and gritty, like Lord, like war, Tolkien wars. He is
awesome.
It's
hard to guess. He is cool. That's Numenor. Got to love Numenor. It's hard to guess what's going to happen exactly. I'm looking for an image that's striking me, but I can't think of one. Explosions, you know, battles. We all think of that. Oh, there's more low-rest Targaryen presets.
Yeah.
Explosions. They got to find them out again. Okay, you can pause on that.
I say
that is clearly Baradur.
Yes.
The stronghold of Sauron. I thought the person like did that a little bit too. Like a kind of like nudge, remember this, itis a bit when the land got like overcome with red volcanic darkness and it switched from like the whatever was called before and then Mordor. And you're like, ooh, I know that name. I want them to tell the story that's good because it's good, you know? And I don't want them to lean. I don't want the big climax to be like, and my name is Gandalf, and payoff to be, oh, I know that name. I know him. I want them to have kind of their own momentum in terms of the story. And I think I'm sure they can do it, but,
I just hope it's not Gandalf because he is about 1,000 years off course. That's him.
It's got to be Gandalf. By the way, he's not in this trailer at all. They
He
don't
is.
show him or
I'm
the.
pretty
He
sure I saw
is?
him. I'm pretty
Oh,
sure.
yeah, you're right. I lied. Still, not that much. Some comments here. Okay, same ones. You guys are funny. So yeah, once again, oh, we can roll on to the end. There's a ring. It's of
Of power.
power. Of power. August 29th. The
I
Rings of
can't
Power.
wait.
Two O's. No, wait, the
I'm
Lord of
so
the Rings. The Rings of Power. It's a lot of O's. Which one are you more looking forward to? Both you, Camilla, and you out there. House of Dragons Season 2 or Rings of Power Season 2?
I'm going to kick myself for this because I'm a huge fan of both franchises to begin with. But for some reason, I am so much more excited about Rings of Power. I don't know
Very
why.
cool.
I don't know why. I
Neither do
love
I.
Tolkien opened the door to fantasy for me. So anything in his universe just makes me really excited.
He is, I mean, yeah, he's the progenitor of modern fantasy, and I respect it. I'm looking forward to Rings to the House of the Dragon more, because I think the show, the two TV shows, like Tolkien has a bigger influence on fantasy in general, no question. Although George R. R. Martin is like no slouch. I
No,
think
no.
House of the Dragon, the TV show, has been better than Lord of the Rings, the TV show. But I'm glad we're living in a time where we get to see them both. I'm very happy they're coming at the same time. And I'm also glad they're coming like not literally at the same time, but I get to watch one and then watch the other in the months after that. But I don't
Yeah.
have to, as Bobo says, did they buy the rights to Silmarillion? If not, it's still fanfic. They did
They
not buy
did
the rights to
not.
Silmarillion, so far as I know. And I guess you know what? If it's good fanfic, have
Well,
at it.
it's not for like lack of wanting to buy the rights for it. It's just they're not being given it.
Yeah.
So, but I think they're doing an okay job, some things aside. But I think overall they're doing a good job at coming up with something, somewhat of a story, even though it might not all be,
I
according to
didn't hate
lore.
it. I liked it. I just I had some issues with it, and I'm looking forward to doing more. Of course, I want to see what else they can do.
Yeah, it
Bubu's
was.
Born Fighters for House of the Dragon gives House of the Dragon 10, Rings of Power 6.
That's fair.
And we'll see what happens. It'll be a summer of magic and dragons and swords and horses and all those good
Yeah.
things.
Yes. And horses.
Anders.
It's so many
Bubu said
horses.
it's a good thing.
Oh, but no, I think like the first piece I ever wrote for Winter is Coming was on Rings of Power, and it was like why I liked it. And I still stand by those reasons, which I don't
It's
remember
not
the
bad.
entirety off of it off the top of my head, but I enjoyed it.
What? Natalie Zamora said Three Body Problem was renewed. It was great over on Netflix. Breaking
Watch.
news here, courtesy of contributor Natalie Zamora, the Netflix sci-fi show Three Body Problem has been renewed for a second season. From the creators of Game of Thrones, Dave Benioff and Dan Weiss, comes this new sci-fi exploration of humanity's first contact with a hostile alien species. What happens next for our beloved heroes as they try to prepare Earth for an invasion of the Santee aliens? Find out sometime in 2026-ish. That's great news. I enjoyed that first season. Did you happen to watch Three
I
Body
haven't
Problem?
watched it.
I believe. It was good. I recommend it. It was fun. It was fun sci-fi. Like
Cool.
the sort of sci-fi where they keep introducing new concepts that make you go like,
That's
ooh.
cool.
Think of it that
Now
way.
that X-Men 97 is done because it ended today,
Yes.
now I can probably watch something else because that was my life for a hot minute until Discovery also wraps up and then I'm sad.
And then we got House of the Dragon and Rings of Power to do.
And I don't have time
Yes.
to be sad.
I agree with Fantasy Fan. There is a lot of good TV on now and coming up. Camilla, is there anything? So you're watching X-Men 97. That wrapped up today.
Yes.
In a segment that we call What Are We Watching? We talk about what we're watching. What do you think of the X-Men show, Camilla,
It was
on Disney
so
Plus?
good. It was so good. I give it, I'm going to steal my friend's line. I give it a 97 out of 100.
Mm.
I
Of
did have
course you
some
did.
I had a few issues with it, with like the pacing and a couple things. Like, you know, Storm deserved so much better than the storyline that we got for her, or like the attention that we got towards her. But otherwise, solid. I cannot wait till season two. I'm also watching Discovery, which is bittersweet. I
Star Trek
love that
Discovery.
17. Yeah, Star Trek Discovery. And we have two more episodes. We have or no, three, sorry. We have tomorrow's, and then we have two more. And
It's all over.
I'm excited. I just the only one I need to watch is the finale, and I'm gonna be equal parts happy and sad. But it's been a really good ride so far this season.
I'm glad. Will it go out on a high note, do you think, now that we're close to the end?
As I think so. Yes. This does not have final season vibes, because it wasn't supposed to be originally. They filmed it and then they wrapped everything up, and they decided that this was the last season. But you know, all things considered, I think it's pretty good.
I'm glad that the Star Trek fans are eating well, as the children say.
Yes.
Martha is watching Interview with the Vampire. Martha, so am I. And have you watched that at all, Camilla, on AMC,
Not.
Interview with the Vampire, the
No.
TV show? So good. Oh my God, so good. This show is really, really excellent. Interview with the Vampire by Anne Rice, a book I think a lot of folk are vaguely familiar with. It was turned into a movie in the 90s with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and their popularities. Moody vampires full of ennui, wandering the long reaches of the night, unable to form human connection, wondering what is life, why am I, who is God, where is God. I thought that that thing might have gotten played out over our past 2 decades of vampire stories. I didn't know if we needed this show. This show, it tackles the book from a really new angle. That's Jacob Anderson, Grey Worm from Game of Thrones, as the main character, Louis de Pont de l'Arche, New
Bless
Orleans. Thank you. I needed it. New
you.
Orleans vampire, and then his companion, Claudia, the 15-year-old vampire trapped forever in the body of a teenager, even though she has a mind of like a 100-year-old woman, and the angst inherent therein. This show does atmospheric angst very well. It's set in like the 40s. The period details are great. Everything is like moody and operatic. And they really sell the idea of this kind of really romantic idea of an eternal life as a beautiful walking corpse, unable to find meaning in your life, but still moving through it with this graceful, spellbinding air. It's a
Ooh.
very it's a very romantic idea,
You
and
sold
it's
it
like dark and bloody and kind of dripping in violence and sexuality. There's a dude named Lestat who is the abusive vampire lover who's kind of off to the side now in season two, but he's coming back. I bet he's coming back. So yeah, I really enjoy that show a lot. I'm very impressed that they managed to make Interview with the Vampire feel interesting again when I thought they'd maybe wrung all the juice out of it. But I was
Right.
wrong. There is still more juice to wring.
That's good. No, I think you sold it to me. I'm gonna have to start watching it.
I mean, I know we all have like a million things to watch, but yeah, if you
Yeah.
have time, I recommend it. As
Cool.
a fantasy fan and Leo both say they miss the original actress because Claudia was played by Bailey Bass in the first season, now Delaney Haynes in the second season.
Oh.
I don't miss the original actress. I didn't. She, her performance, don't come for me, was one of the few parts of the first season I wasn't really vibing with. So I was not upset when they replaced her. I thought she did kind of a shaky job with the early Claudia scene. She's like a child vampire. Seem a little young for her age. So I'm okay with it, but I get it. No one likes when an actor is replaced, like a lead character. I pity Liam Hemsworth when the next season of The Witcher comes out and everyone piles on him for not being Henry Cavill. I mean, Delaney Hayes only replaced Bailey Bass, and neither of them are really well known. Replacing Henry Cavill, that's gonna be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
So I get it, but I'm okay with it. And we have some Interview with the Vampire fans in here. Yeah, solid
I'm gonna
stuff.
go that and
Anything
Shogun
else?
that I need to
Oh,
watch.
Shogun. Yeah, Shogun was kick ass. Shogun was really, really good. And that might be coming back. We'll talk about that in a minute, though. Anything else you're watching or anything else anybody out there watching they want to sound off on before we move into the final segment of our episode?
No, I think that's about it. That's about all I'm watching so far. Until
What
something.
of.
I said until something else rolls along. That's all.
I mean, someone brought up that in June we're getting not just House of the Dragon, but also The Boys and The Acolyte. Do either of those shows appeal to you? The new
Oh,
Star Wars thing?
yes. I'm actually going to be watching both, and I forgot. Yeah, I'm pumped about
There's so much.
the Acolyte because Carrie Ann Fisher. Like, I can't.
You mean Carrie Ann Moss, right?
Moss. Yeah, Carrie Ann Moss. Just kidding. Carrie Ann Moss. I can't wait. Like, I love her. And the first thing that like caught my eye over like the trailer when she was on and stuff was like, oh, Trinity is in like the Star Wars universe now. Oh my God. I'm so excited. So
I can't remember
excited.
Trinity.
Oh,
She's powerful. I'm gonna check it out. I'm kind of tired of Star Wars, but I'm gonna check it out. Julie just rewatched The Last Kingdom and Seven Kingdoms Die. Always a good rewatch. That is over, but we'll always have the memories and the DVDs. I also will mention I tried watching the new Doctor Who because there's a new dude in it. Doctor Who isn't really my, I guess, I don't know. It's just not really for me, I guess. They're very kind of loud. They're very bright and they're very colorful, and everyone's always kind of at like an 11 for energy level.
yes.
And there aren't a lot of like, there are a lot of peaks and like no valleys in that show, and I want some valleys.
Fair.
But I get it's not really for me. Doctor Who is not really made for me. They're trying to appeal to like younger folk and try to get younger fans in who will then watch the next 60 years of this franchise and be nostalgic for it. And to them, I say, you know, have a great time. But have you ever b been in a Doctor Who, Camilla?
The only season I ever watched was when Matt Smith was the doctor, but that was years ago, and that was it. It's not for me either.
It's not bad. Again, I don't want to trash Doctor Who. I like it.
No,
It's a fine
it's
show.
not
It's
bad at
just.
all. It's just not. It couldn't hold my attention.
Yeah, gotcha. Matt Smith, we'll do it for you. Fantasy fans enjoy the two Doctor Who's. I like them too. And I really am a fan of Jinx Monsoon, the drag queen who played the villain in the second episode, because I like
I do.
her.
Yeah.
Oh, are you familiar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Track me.
Genius. All right. Anything else? Should we go on to our final segment of the episode, the Wick News Lightning Round?
Let's do it. I
Let's
need
do
to
it.
pull it up.
In this segment, we hit a bunch of news stories we didn't have time to get to in the main body of the show, and we give our 20-second opinions. If we go over 20 seconds, we are buzzed into shame and ignominy. If we go under, well, we have to bear
Overachiever.
the shame quietly. And it's not as bad. If we hit exactly 20 seconds, we get $10 per answer. Okay,
Ooh,
Camilla, are you
I
ready?
pull my timer. Yes, I am ready. Who's going
All right.
first?
I'm gonna. Why don't you ask me first? Because I'm pretty sure you know the
Absolutely.
second thing.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Cool. Well, did you know Edgar Wright may be directing the Barbarella remake starring Sydney Sweeney?
What a bunch of important names. Edgar Wright, director of Ant-Man movies. And no way, he different. I'm losing all my time. Barbarella is a 1970s like sci-fi vixen thing, and Sydney Sweeney is a really big movie star right now that's in Euphoria and is talked about because of her like sex symbol status. It could be a very interesting combination. Edgar Wright is like a Scott Pilgrim. That's what I wanted to say. Okay, it's over. Ooh, that was a weird one. Okay, Camilla, I know you're a fan of this show. Pretty sure you are. The Legend of Vox Machina season 3, the animated D&D Dungeons and Dragons show. They finally confirmed after like months of silence that it's coming out this fall. Will you watch?
Oh, absolutely. I love Legend of Vox Machina. I actually watched the entire campaign live as Critical Role was playing it.
Ooh,
I absolutely
nice.
adore it. I'm a huge fan. Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Grog is life.
Incredible.
Yes. I love Grog. He's a, yeah, I love that barbarian so much. But cool. Hey, I beat the buzzer. I don't know what else to say. Hi. There we go. Your turn. So FX is seriously considering a Shogun season two. How do you feel about it? Do you think it needs another one?
Very conflicted. Shogun was excellent. It's based on a 1975 novel by James Clavell. It was a great historical fiction series, and it had a great ending. It didn't completely close itself off to a sequel. It wouldn't be absurd to keep the story going, but there's no source material, and the guy wrote other books sort of in the same series. I'd rather do that, so I'm conflicted.
Interesting.
That's how I feel. Let's see if you're conflicted about this next one. You know what? I'm going to skip this because I know that you want to talk about this, and then you will ask me number four on the next go. Is that okay?
Sure, that
Okay.
works.
Camilla, Phoebe Waller-Bridge is making a new live-action Tomb Raider show for Amazon Prime Video based on the iconic video game series.
I can't wait. As long as it's just like Tomb Raider Underworld, that is my favorite Tomb Raider game of all time. I played that game entirely too many times. It's just a really fun adventure, and it's like the best Lara Croft. Like, that is the best Lara Croft we've gotten so far, in my opinion. But anyway, I'm very excited. I want to see who's going to get cast and what the story's about. That's going to be fun.
Love it. Me too.
All right. Well, Netflix is making a Willy Wonka show, and even they don't know what it's about, apparently.
There's this new phenomenon I just kind of read about where studios will get hold of like big IP like Willy Wonka and they'll say, we're going to make a Willy Wonka reality show. And then they go to companies and say, like, pitch us ideas. They don't know what it's about. Like, when they hear one they like, they'll say, that's it. But they kind of lead with the IP and then get the idea later. It's kind of a new way of doing things. It has a name. I forgot what it was. Could be good. Cookie, I mean, chocolate dessert making show, I guess, is the obvious one. We'll see. Okay. Camilla, here's a fun tidbit. The Boys, the superhero program, was renewed for season five, and season four hasn't even aired yet. It premieres in June.
I'm excited. I love that show. It
It's
is
good.
so brutal. It's so gross. It's so freaking disturbing. There's so many WTF moments in that show, but I like it is so good. I'm actually really happy that I got renewed, and I can't wait to season four. It's next month, right? You said June?
Yeah, June
June
3rd, I think.
something. Yeah. Can't wait. All right, here's one that I was very excited about yesterday. Agatha All Along is coming out on September 18th, and it's the first show under the new banner of Marvel Television.
Yeah, they went and renamed the kind of Marvel Studio Marvel Television, and they're going to make Agatha All Along, this WandaVision spinoff, which has gone through like 18 different names, finally coming out. They have a time for it. I'm glad. I'm not sure if they can recapture the magic of WandaVision like they want to, but I applaud their chutzpah, and I'll probably watch it. It seems fun.
I do have to put in there that I was completely right about the fact that it was Agatha changing the titles all along. And I've heard that it's a musical, and I am really
Sure.
hoping that it's an absolute joke, like a horrible joke, because I've been so excited about the show, and I loathe musicals.
How'd you stand on the Agatha All Along song that blew up from WandaVision?
To tell you the truth, I don't even remember that song because I just whoop
Really?
out. I don't like musicals. They make me cringe so hard. I can't do
Fascinating.
it. I
All
can't do
right.
it. But yeah, anyway.
All right, I have one more to ask you, and I have a visual aid for you. Mila, they released the first official images from the second season of The Last of Us, starring Bella Ramsey as Ellie and Pedro Pascal as Joel. He looks like that in the new image.
Daddy Pascal looks so good. No, I'm excited. I love the second game.
Intense.
I'm curious to see what they're going to include in the second season. I'm curious to see what they're going to change from the second game, not season, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I'm very excited and slightly scared, but excited.
It could be make for really good conversation. I'm looking forward to what folks say it when it kind of comes out.
Yeah,
And
I can't wait.
That's our show. How do you think this show went?
I think it went pretty darn good.
I agree.
Darn
I think it went
good.
Really, really well. I was really happy to have you on as a guest host while Daniel recuperates in the emergency room, whatever he's doing. He's fine, by the way. I'm just joking. Camilla, where can we find you? Where can we find your work around the internet?
I write for 10 different fan-sided websites. So chances are, if you go to anything on the entertainment side of things, you will see me. But when Winter's Coming, Bam Snag Pow, Guilty Eats, Audio Fix, Hidden Remote, Anime Away, all these cool websites. I'm there.
Beautiful. By the way, Robert says, thanks, Mr. Great. Thank you very much, Robert. And also agrees with you, not a fan of musicals. You're all crazy.
Thank you. And, thank you. The only musical was Moulin Rouge, and that's it. Sorry.
That is a wild one. Michael Walsh wants more of Camilla. Excellent. And he thinks that Joel looks like he played defense for the 1977 New York Islanders, which is a very, very specific reference, and I applaud you for it. And on that note, I think we're going to go out. Thanks for watching, everybody. We are here every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the Winter's Coming Facebook page and the Winter's Coming YouTube page. Feel free to follow us, like us, leave a comment. You already have that handled. And go check us out on winterscoming.net, where we say a lot of these things, but in written form, and a lot of other things in addition to that. Back next week. See you then. Thanks so much. This was fun. House of the Dragon, here we come. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Fansided. Join our community of over 300 sites from sports to pop culture and everything in between.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.